weapons to fight. I got my claws, I got compasses, I got guns, I got dynamite, I got a hell of a lot to fight. I'll fight, I'll fight, I will fight, I will fight, I will fight, I will fight.
Oh yeah. Yo, yo, this one's for my homies at McDonald's. Yo, listen up, check it. Well, I'm not here to convince you and I'm not gonna preach, but if you keep eating meat, I'm just gonna reach for the gat. Take you out right now, because you're not just killing a pig or a cow, you're fucking me up too. Now what am I supposed to do? Stand idly by while you do what you do? You're ruining your world with your addiction to dead animals. I will bust nonfiction. For example, 25 gallons of H2O makes a pound of wheat. But did you know it takes 100 times that much to make a pound of beef? So from our water shortage, we get no relief when over half of our water goes to produce meat and cattle eat up all the grain that we could eat, but we don't, cause we won't understand the demand to make better use of our food and our land. 90% of our corn and oats feed livestock, and that's why I hope that you're listening. Yeah, I said I wouldn't preach, well I lied. Alright, who cares what you eat? I just want you to know that while you're getting fat on your burgers, I'm gonna go get the gas. Cause it makes a lot of sense. It's not a personal thing, it's just self-defense. You're not taking me out with your destructive diet. I'm gonna draw the gat on you just like Wyatt Earp. Yeah, Earp, that's a sound that you make when you burp after you eat up a big, thick steak. You know, come to think of it, I'll be helping you out when I end your life quick, cause without a doubt you'll be dying much slower from colon cancer. But hey, that's your decision, I'll wait for your answer. Oops, sorry, time's up. Take that, between cancer and a gun, I'll take the gat. It's not only quicker, it's less expensive. The cost of chemotherapy is most extensive, and who pays for it? Me, that's who, when my health insurance costs go through the roof. But cancer's not the only choice, if you please. You can have liver, kidney, and heart disease, ulcers, constipation, salmonellosis, hypoglycemia, multiple sclerosis. Yes, these diseases are funky and fresh, and all can be yours when you eat dead flesh. Rolling, 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 tumors in your colon, blood pressure is growing, rawhide. And just think of all the homies who've died. So, as a courtesy to you and for your own protection, and before your body's riddled with mass infection, and before you die from causes that you think are natural, G, I'm gonna go get the gas. I heard it all before.
You can't tell me what to buy in the store. I'm sick about you bitching about what's in my kitchen. I ain't buying that liberal bullshit you're picking.
Yo, shut up! Listen up, you fuck up, I'm fed up. Yeah, I used to eat meat, but I'll beat that deceit. And the crap of the trap of the rap of the food that's not food. And I'll be rude and crude, cause that's my mood and my voice and my choice and my rhyme this time. And I mind that you're so damn blind that you're eating from the wrong link of the food chain. And I ain't even mentioned yet about the pain that the animals live in before they are given the bullet or the mallet to satisfy your palate. But before it gets to you, there's some things they do, like chemicals and dyes and nice happy lies. Like meat is part of the four food groups. If you study nutrition, you know you've been duped. You get better protein from soybeans with a third of the fat. Now what you think about that? When you compare the vitamins and compare the price, you're much better off eating beans and rice. But let me reiterate my own position. I'm a goddamn drunk, I don't care about nutrition. So just think about what I have said, then make up your own mind in your own head. Then throw away your meat or give it to your cat. But if not, that's okay too. But I'm gonna go get the gat.
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 Go get the gat.